Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm James Slade. Community leaders are calling for more resources to keep people safe after two separate knife attacks in Sydney in just a matter of days. Concerns were only heightened after the Monday night church stabbing was determined to be an act of terrorism. Local Mayor Frank Carbone has told Nine the community needs reassurance from all levels of government.
We want more resources to make sure people are kept safe, and we can't have people going willy-nilly into shopping centres or into places of worship and actually allegedly stabbing people.
Former Coalition Minister Linda Reynolds has spoken for the first time since Bruce Lerman's defamation defeat on Monday, vowing to proceed now with her own civil case against Brittany Higgins and her partner David Shiraz. Reynolds was the former boss of both Lerman and Higgins and has copped years of criticism over her handling of the rape claims and an alleged political cover-up. Ricky Nixon could go bankrupt this week, with former AFL player agent needing to respond to a bankrupt notice in the federal court tomorrow. He was also in court yesterday after being hit with more fraud charges relating to alleged dodgy D's 2021 Premiership merchandise. Probably not a shock to house hunters, Aussie home buyers are facing some of the biggest price increases in the developed world. The International Monetary Fund's worried this trend will continue if interest rates remain high. And scientists say this weekend will be the very best time for Aussies to catch sight of a comet in our sky, which won't return for another 71 years now. It's called Devil Comet and is best visible in the western sky at about an hour after sunset.